61,500 candidates are due to begin sitting their Leaving Cert exams tomorrow. This year's exams will, however, take place in a very different context, with students offered the choice, as you know, to sit and examine each subject or receive a calculated grade. Schools are set to face unique challenges as well this year as they try to contain the spread of COVID-19. For Goree Community School, the country's largest school, the logistics behind running this year's exam are particularly onerous. More than 250 students will be sitting the exams there. We've been speaking to Principal Michael Finn about how the school is managing such a large number of candidates while also attempting to keep everyone safe.
We're calling on a very large number of classrooms simply because the numbers, of course, in each classroom have been severely limited. So the average size classroom will house max 10 students, and that will ensure at least 2 metre social distancing from the students, from each other, and of course from the superintendent, who will also be placed behind perspex covering as well. The only time really when you're going to have 10 students in a centre, which is the max, really will be for English, Irish and maths. It'll be reduced down to 3, 4, maybe even in some cases 1 student in the exam centre, you know, as we go into areas like maybe Japanese, or as we go into classical studies, areas like that. So
you have students studying Japanese?
We do. We have 2 Japanese classes every year in TY, 5th and 6th. It's a popular subject here.
You've described the classroom, the exam setting, but also the students will be going for breaks at lunchtime and so on. So maintaining distancing at those times, how's all that been managed?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So what we do there is, during the course of the year, and it works very successfully, we've had what we call COVID supervisors. And their role during the course of the normal classes would be, during the normal timetable during the year, would be to man the entrances to the school and to make sure that on entering, each student sanitizes, has a mask, and they're obviously maintaining an element of social distancing as well. So we're going, and that was very successful this year in kind of mitigating risk. So during the exam process, our COVID supervisors will be back in again. So it means then that when all these 6th-year students arrive tomorrow, they'll be greeted at the door by the COVID supervisor. I'll be here as well, obviously. And they will ensure that they've sanitized and that they have a mask on. If they don't have a mask, we'll obviously give them a disposable one. And then the COVID supervisor will ensure that there's no gathering, you know, there are no gatherings, and that the 2 metre distancing is maintained as well, particularly at lunchtime. So the students are going to be fine coming in the morning. They'll be going directly to their examination centres. But then during lunchtime, when they could have an hour and a half off before their next paper in the afternoon, we need to make sure that they're just reminded constantly, keep the mask on, make sure you maintain the 2 metre distance. It's always important, and even during the course of the school year, it's important. But it's absolutely crucial now, because being identified as a close contact, you know, would have the result of not being allowed to sit your Leaving Cert. And that for some students would be quite significant.
Yeah, because the situation is that a student who tests positive in the course of the exams, might be halfway through it or whatever, or is a close contact of a confirmed case,
that's right,
they're not allowed to continue.
Absolutely. They stop immediately. So it's really, really important that we get this right. And it's really important. And the measures themselves aren't impossible. We have these measures in place, you know, from last September. So, but it's a matter of making sure that they're implemented properly, fully. And with the reduced numbers now, I mean, normally we have 1,627 students in our building. We're obviously going to have, you know, significantly less than that. So it is, while it's important to be on top of it, it's something that's certainly manageable.
And good luck to Michael Finn and all his students in Goree, and indeed students across the country as they embark on the exams tomorrow.